Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
Now on Triple M Footy.
Too strong, too good.
This is the Midweek Rub.
That is just brilliant.
How do you like those apples?
Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, hello. Welcome to another edition of Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub. As always, I have the big three next to me. Good afternoon to Wayne Carey, Damien Barrett and Daisy Thomas. And we are in a bit of a rush today. And normally, I must admit, that's the... Someone's guitar. Why is there a guitar in here, Jill?
I'm going to do a song later for you, Jill.
Someone's guitar. Sorry about that. Normally, it's Duck who's got the attire on, going out to an important meeting, got something on. But today, it's you with the attire and in a rush today. Where are you off to?
Just the golf attire. I got a tee time at 1:05 at Riversdale. So I just put it in the group yesterday if we could all be on time and just nice and prompt. Not early,
Riversdale,
just on time.
Where's that? That's not Essendon.
No, it's not, the other way.
It's Riverside.
I was going to Riverside. I was going to say, that's not exactly...
happy birthday too.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
Wow.
39?
34. Oh, no, 40, don't look a day over
44?
50. Yeah, no, I'm going well, Duck. I might have to go see your man soon, yours and Nate Brown's man, and just so I can't blink or my forehead doesn't move. No, because you looked... hang on, you've been... No, you're due. You're due.
That's exactly right.
You are
right.
Very due. Yes.
No, you look good like
you
that.
You do look good, but no, you look better natural. When it doesn't move.
Yeah. More
nah. I like it when I can see my reflection in the sheen.
Anything special, Daisy, planned for the birthday? Did you do anything last night?
I had. I went and saw Top Gun, the new one at the Gold Class, which was terrific. What a great film that is. If you haven't seen it, do yourself a favour. Nice low-key day. Had lunch with a mate, a nice steak at home and a bottle of wine, and then golf today for the birthday Boxing Day.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. And Damo, normally you're the one breaking the news. It's been a quiet week for you. Just been in the news all week. A big week for you.
Got pitchforked into it for reasons that are still unknown, Joey. And I'm happy to talk about that again if you want. But I've had a couple of days of it already. And I'm not sure anyone really cares what a certain person thinks anyway.
It's Daisy who's disappointed in you.
Yeah. What sort of market would you frame if you had to fight Robbo? Well, you're obviously now our go-to sports betting man. Give us a market.
Look, it depends what fight we're having. If it's an intellectual one or a physical one, because I wouldn't fancy my chances in the physical one, but maybe
he did say many years ago you were still playing, so you mightn't have heard this, Daisy. But he did call Robbo a karaoke singer, and he called Mike Sheehan Frank Sinatra.
Wow, okay.
So that's what he...
And so there's history here. Is this what we're getting to?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of history. So
it's a bit childish, Daisy, and we probably should move on.
No, we should move on, but we won't because it is...
Actually, that boxing thing coming up,
that would get bums on seats.
That would sell tickets.
That would be a great...
I think there'd be a queue of people taking it for me, Duck.
You've got to have journo on journo. You couldn't have a coach or an ex-footballer on journo. Yeah.
No, well, so not Bevo and Damon?
Hopefully not Bevo. No, not Bevo.
It's got to, or not Chris Scott. It's got to be...
No, Chris and I were good. Brad and I are good.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. I've patched them all up except for the Western Bulldogs.
By the way, we're not promoting violence. We're just...
This is talking about a boxing match. It's fun for charity.
No, journo on journo.
Has reminded me, in the next few weeks, we might have a look at some of those bouts and get you to just give a bit of a form guide to assess who's going to win. Because I've seen it, Bob Avery Milne's taking on Boomer Harvey, and I'm worried about Milne. Have you seen Boomer's guns? They're much bigger than when he played.
And Boomer can box.
Yeah. Can he?
He can. He's done a few. Yeah. He can
surely
box.
The tip rat, though, for someone who made a life and career out of being a smart ass can actually handle himself.
That's
even better. That's the best.
But we might get into that in the coming weeks because there's plenty going on, plenty of footy news. Damo, we'll get some of that news after the break. And, of course, it is an unbelievable round of footy. This weekend, I think only I saw a stat the fifth time in 29 years that all top eight teams are playing against one another in the one weekend.
The great swamp on all matters historical relating to the AFL said it's the closest collection. It's not just the teams playing each other in the eight. It's right down to the bottom. It's the closest by some way of matchups in this particular round, but by a very long way in the history, certainly of the AFL, which is effectively 1990.
If you get eight this weekend, you're a genius.
And if you get nine, you're even more
so. No, exactly right. That's what I was going to say. If you get eight or nine, let's not talk numbers this week. But if you get, in actual fact, if you get eight or nine, you know nothing about footy.
Okay, that's probably fair. So we'll wait for the Oracle to give a couple of his tips a bit later on. But hey, we'll get to our first break because, as we said, plenty of footy news. I think it's been a little bit happening maybe at Collingwood. Not sure if I've been up to date with that. We'll find out more after this. This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub.
This is the Midweek Rub.
Most teams that I've been in have all been pretty good.
Triple M rocks footy.
This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub. It's now time for Damo, all the footy news, and I suppose we have to start with the big week down at Collingwood. And what's the latest as we speak at lunchtime on a Wednesday?
As we speak, the Jordan Dugowie situation has him not training today. Now, that as we speak, that could change, but that was the mail we're getting late last night, nearly this morning. And it then puts into a serious jeopardy as to whether he plays on the weekend. That's the footy side of it.
I think it would be fair to say, Damo, that he won't play this week.
That seems to be the case, Duck. Yeah. And look, no one needs to give at this stage anyways any empathy or sympathy for Jordan Dugowie because of what he's done to himself. But there is an element of what he has referred to, and that being the statement he made on the weekend about, you know, the need to back off a little bit from a mental health perspective. And then again, people might want to dismiss the ADHD being part of his, let's say, excuse yesterday and his reasoning and his statement. But I think we need to factor it in. I mean, there's reasons for some of his actions, and I just want to table that before we then talk about the seriousness of it, because it was, and the consent element to what he did in Bali, that was the most serious aspect of it. The girl in question said it was okay, and that's an important part of what's happened, but it's not okay in the eyes of others, and that also is an important part of the conversation. And so we get to the sanction, and there effectively wasn't any sanctioning apart from more counselling. I mean, whenever you use the word suspended fine or suspended sentence, it's not a fine or a sentence. It is just, if you do it again, you're going to be a problem.
Well, so if he doesn't play this week, that's a part of a punishment.
Yeah, but if that's the case, Dark, is it for the actual express reasons of what he did in Bali, or is it because he's not in a condition to do so, either physically or mentally? And if it was to be part of the official sanctioning, why not make it part of the release yesterday and the release that the AFL itself signed off on, that is what is going to happen?
That's right. So if he's not training today.
It'll probably be a part. I think it'll probably be a little bit of both. Combination of both. I mean, that's once again, that's just looking from afar. Maybe he's not in the state to play, and even if he was, maybe that's part of the sanction.
When has it become the media's role, though, to question or validate if he does have ADHD? Because it's come out and that's been the thing, and there's been much discussion. Yeah. We saw the Bailey Smith example only a couple of weeks ago. He cited mental health reasons, and we were very accepting of that, as we should be.
Sympathetic.
If you go out with the ADHD, and I don't think anyone would have looked into it as far as they should. I reached out to my good mate Heath Shaw, who had it throughout his whole childhood, wasn't allowed to take the medication when he played. And he told me to listen to a podcast about it because I think most people associated ADHD with just
the little hypo kid
at school that didn't listen and had, you know, the snotty nose and run around and did the wrong thing. If you listen to any sort of the podcast, and I listened to one, it said it's the lack of ability to have self-control or the self-regulation. ADHD is a disorder in our own ability to manage our own behavior in regards to their later consequences.
Yeah.
Which, all things equal, and that comes from a Dr. Russell Barkley, who's a clinical professor of psychiatric and pediatrics.
I'm glad you flagged that, Dave.
He can't think ahead to what the consequences may be.
So you think of his behaviours, and we all sit here and go, how can you be so dumb? Yep. You know, how could you not?
He's not processing that moment.
The actual brain side of it and the neurological problems that come with ADHD means that his brain isn't actually functioning like yours or mine when you actually have, this isn't the right decision.
Thought, yeah.
So just if everyone could just take a step back and maybe do some research and try and not just discredit it for saying.
Or at least factor it into whatever you want to say
by no means am I giving excuses to the behaviour and saying the behaviour is right or wrong.
But what you
just trying to look and actually understand it rather than just shoot from the hip.
Absolutely adds a layer to it.
But what you are saying, Daisy, is what's been going on for a long time, and you know, a lot of the people that have come out and said they've had certain issues have had those issues, but we haven't jumped all over them.
Correct.
So why are we doing that now? There's a lot of double standards.
There is a lot of double standards. And in regards to this exact example.
Yep.
Really interesting point, Daisy. I like your take there. We'll move on, though, Damo, to, I suppose, maybe a club that probably felt, not the bad thing they could take a breath was Melbourne, because they got off the pages of the paper for a few days with the Collingwood situation. But where's the Stephen May Melbourne situation at?
And if you look at it in that light, Joey, you've had this week the Jordan Dugowie situation, and I reckon that situation was good to take away from the Bailey Smith situation, to take away from the Melbourne situation. And it's the way the world works. Footy clubs are under siege at the best of times. When you are the sole story and focus of one of those moments, you need another distraction. And a couple of clubs have helped other clubs out in that regard. We'll we'll get back to one of them. It's fascinating to think that Melbourne's playing this week against the team they're on top of the ladder without their great leader, Max Gawn. But the man who's coming back in is someone who's most people, or a lot of people think he's the most important player in the team, that being Stephen May, who was the focus of some controversy himself only 2 weeks ago.
So do you think, Duck, with Max Gawn out for the next month, Stephen May back in, Daisy, you can join in, that we will find out who is Melbourne's most important player off the back of the next month?
I don't know. We can sit here and debate that forever. What we're going to find out is who stands up for Melbourne. We're going to find out, you know, whether Jackson is a legitimate number one ruckman and whether he can do what Max does, and that's play in the ruck, still push forward, you know, get a helping hand along the way. But just let's find out whether this guy's worth what everyone's saying he's worth, and others stepping up in Gawn's absence. I always think it's a really interesting time. And what doesn't break you, so they get through this period, only makes you stronger. So then when Max comes back, then all of a sudden guys grow in confidence and they've got a whole new dynamic and they really know who they are.
It'll be interesting to watch. I can't wait. This has been another fascinating story for me throughout the whole week. How Melbourne are now playing boring footy. Their season's done. They're toast. Obviously, when you're the best team in the competition and you play a brand of football that means you win a lot of games in a certain style, the job of opposition and to coaches is to figure out how to disrupt that and dismantle that so you can't do that, because if you do, you will beat them. So I don't think it's any surprises that people have tried to figure them out, made them play a brand that isn't as attractive as it once was, because if you allow them to do what they've done, you'll get beat.
Yes, but you are both half-glass full men, so we'll give you that. But if you look at history, the great teams and premiership teams, you can lose one. Absolutely. You can lose two in a row. You might lose three. Very few teams have lost three in a row.
And none lose four. In a row.
So I know that we all look at the optimistic side and we all go, Melbourne's best is, we know their best is better than everyone's. But is there not an element of, let's just take it on face value, that maybe they are back in the pack? Or do we just think, no, it's a three-week blip and they'll be fine?
No, like, I think they're back in the pack, but I never thought they were that far ahead anyway. Not that far ahead. But the other thing that they become now is a little bit unpredictable. So you know, you've known exactly, it's a really good chance for Goody and their whole match committee to work out and try a few different things and say, okay, we are now the hunter, not the hunted. We can just try a few different things here and go about things a little bit differently, because everyone knows how the teams play. So everyone knows Melbourne. Let's see what they can throw up and maybe surprise the opposition. It's going to be a fascinating game.
Couldn't have come at a better time, though, to buy for the D's, I think.
Yeah,
Joey, a nice chance to reset after three losses.
Joey, you did speculate they may not even make the eight.
I just threw it out there.
I nearly fell off my seat, Joseph.
I didn't say they would, but when you look at how tight the ladder is, I wanted to get in. Like, if they lose to Brisbane this week, that'll be four on the trot. They'll be probably fourth. I think they'll still be fourth, depending on the results, but they'll be one game probably outside the eight. I know we all think they'll make it, but their run home is very, very difficult. Mm. They would have lost if they lose, four on the trot, and they're mid top eight. It's not out of the realms of possibility, which is just to throw out that we thought 4 weeks ago this team could go undefeated, or some people did anyway. It's just showing this is such a unique season that anything is still possible.
When we did know how good they were to become last year, they got to round nine last year, Duck, with a 9-0 scoreline. This year it was 10-0. So there's the comparison. From round nine last year, they then had nine matches where they won four, lost four, and drew one. There's the other comparison we could also draw on now if we want to. But again, to your point, if they do lose this weekend against Brisbane, and it's going to be line ball, I think, that does put them into that zone where you just don't know.
If they come out this weekend and, like, I think we'll absolutely give the Lions a touch up, do we then change this whole conversation again?
Yep, it will. Mm. It'll change everyone.
That's right. Absolutely. That's why we're loving the weekend. So, I think this game will decide for me who is the outright premiership favourite.
And loving the season. Loving the season, full stop. Because it goes down to 12th if you include Port Adelaide, which is two games out of the eight, and has got capacity to still sneak in.
And what is so weird, Duck, and we'll touch on it later, the teams that are just outside the eight or just in the eight are probably the more informed teams of the competition right now. Which is just adding this extra layer, which why it's so wide open and still plenty to play out.
And one of those teams just outside the eight is Western Bulldogs, which for the first time will be playing as a result of Bailey Smith's situation. He's going to miss rounds 14, 15, 16, 17, 14, 15 for the headbutt on Zach Tui, which seems a long time ago now, given he's had the drugs issue in between that decision being handed down and the Bulldogs next game. So we're going to get to see them without their potential best player days to this point of this year, in which they've been okay, but find themselves already outside the eight without him.
And you look to ahead to the next month, Hawthorn, Brisbane, Sydney, St Kilda. That is a tough run. And Hawks this week. That's don't be sleeping on them after a bye as well.
The more I look through it, and the more we talk about this, and we'll probably talk a little bit more about it later, but there's no longer, even West Coast, who are getting stronger and stronger. There's only one team now that you've almost marked down as a definite win.
Yeah.
Sorry to North Melbourne, but they're the team.
Oh, I weren't sure who you were talking about then. Lucky you clarified that.
Thank you, Mr. Facetious.
Yeah, sorry.
Can't wait.
I think the Western Bulldogs will be okay without Bailey Smith. I saw.
Do you?
I watched them on the weekend, and I think now with. They've gone back to their best three, McRae, Bontempelli, Liberatore, back in the midfield with Tim English.
Yeah.
That's the potent four for me. So I think Bailey Smith is a bit of an icing on the cake, a bit of a adds a layer. I think those four all in form, what I saw on the weekend against Giants made me go, ooh, when those four all dominate, they are a hard team to stop. And that's what I reckon they've got back to off the back of the bye.
Do you bring Bruce back in after the one game?
Yep.
You bring him back in?
Yep.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yep, bring Bruce back in.
Has it been spoken about, but Tim English, has he trained at all this week?
No, he's going to miss.
He's going to miss. With a delayed concussion. I was going to say, because I saw him after the game.
Right.
And I saw him sitting in the rooms, and I said to Das, I said, have a look at, like, he looked dazed after the game. So that decision.
They released that publicly on Monday of the week, just of this week.
As a result of
what happened on the game.
Yeah. And the great story, Stewie Jew and the Gold Coast Suns. Talk about teams in form. They're the hottest team in the competition. They've won five of their last six, a percentage of over 150. They've beaten Sydney and Fremantle in that run of games. They're doing a lot right. They've got their best defence in the competition over the last 8 weeks.
It's 150% in that stretch, is it?
Yeah, but Port Adelaide.
150%
in that stretch. Yeah, well.
But Port Adelaide are just starting to play with freedom. So that game, I think I might have. Who did I tip?
Oh, save it.
Yeah, okay.
Save it.
Thank you.
No, I just wanted to flag him because of what he's done. And I still, though, Joey, I don't feel the need for that club to reappoint him as coach until we see the season play out, as good as it's been. Let's just see what happens in the next 9 weeks. And I think he's going to be there. I hope he's there, Dave.
Surely his job is not in jeopardy.
Let's just see what. Hey, I'm not saying that.
No.
What I'm saying is, don't do it now.
I don't
see the gain. I don't see a benefit in doing it now. I don't see a benefit in doing it now.
Is it not a question though? What if they go 2-6 on the run home, or 2-7 in their last on two? Yeah, well, they got 8-9 games to go. What if they hypothetically went 2-7?
Your glass is almost empty today, Joey.
No,
this club's been here before.
Yeah, they have.
It's been here before, and it's never gone beyond this point.
If you look at the way they're playing this year, though, and the way they're playing, the numbers contested for. How they're playing and how they've actually evolved as a footy club. I know it is only a short history, and yes, we're well within our rights to go back and say, you know, I think it's the last month of footy, the average losing margin is 60-odd points or something. Yeah. So they do fall off the cliff. I just think this year it's something completely different. And, you know, you've got to give credit where credit is due. We've slammed Stewie Jew for long enough. Tip the hat to him.
We're doing all of that, Dace. I'm referring specifically to the contract that is expiring, and let's wait for the 9 weeks.
And I was just asking the question that surely his spot isn't in jeopardy, to which you couldn't categorically say no.
Well, he's not re-signed, is he?
No, he's not.
No. I think he will be.
Okay.
I'd like him to be.
Terrific.
But let's wait for 9 weeks.
Good.
Hey, good segment. Let's take a break because we will get into the Daisy duck dive, and we will have a bit of a slant to this weekend's games and see if we can pick apart and get the boys to get off the fence. This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub.
This is the Midweek Rub.
Don't worry about me running out of material either.
Triple M rocks footy.
This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub. It's now time for this.
On the Midweek Rub.
Absolutely outstanding by me.
I'm good from the waist down.
It's the Daisy Duck Dive.
Hey, Daisy, I wish we could record what gets said in the ad breaks half the time.
That would be the best podcast of all time.
It would be, wouldn't it? And it would be Wayne's World. It would centre around Duck, because just up on the TV screens in here at the South Melbourne studios at Triple M, there was a turtle that came up on screen. And Duck, you said if there was any animal that you can't handle, out of snakes and spiders and sharks and lions, you said a turtle.
I've just never liked turtles. What's wrong with that? No, I don't know. They're long neck. I like giraffes, though.
So that's my first Daisy duck dive. Yeah. Is there an animal, Daisy, you can't?
Snakes. I cannot have snakes.
Did you have to touch them in the jungle?
Yeah, I did. They tricked me one time. They made it a nice, fun, fluffy day and a carnival-like atmosphere. And next minute, I had to put my head and blow darts. And with these snakes, mate, I was bawling. I was like a small child who'd lost a lolly. I was crying. I was sobbing. I was petrified. I Bloody hate.
Hey, mate, what box would you not want to stick your head in with animals?
Leave me out of monkeys. Anything to do with a monkey or anything that looks like a monkey or acts like a monkey, just leave me out of that animal.
I feel you deal with half the monkeys at Triple M. Yeah, Triple M half the time.
Joey, you got to give a shot.
I'm mice and rats.
Yeah.
Mice and rats?
Yeah. I get a bit. Well, you know when you see a little mouse.
That reminds us of that story when you were living in Albert Park when you saw the snakeskin sandal of Aaron, I think. Yeah. And you called the snake.
I did call a snake handler out to come and move
it. It was a shoe.
It looked like a snake. It was underneath these leaves and I could see the snakeskin and I didn't want to. Because someone goes, well, why didn't you poke it with a stick? I said, I'm not going to poke a stick at a snake.
It cost him $300 to realize it was a shoe.
Can you picture Joey up on the kitchen bench going, there's a mouse behind the fridge.
Oh, right. Let's get into the serious stuff on the Daisy Duck Dive. Just off the back of last weekend with some of the footy we saw, going into your team this weekend, who would you want in your forward line out of these two? You have to pick one and why. Toby Green or Jeremy Cameron?
Sorry, Toby, but a good big man's better than a good little man.
Jeremy Cameron for me as well. I played on Toby. I kept him to 5 touches. His career low. Kicked 1 point.
Kicked 4-1.
No, he kicked 1 point and we lost by 100 points. One of the great just negating roles it was. Jeremy Cameron, I love everything about the way he can impact a game as a big man, but also just get up the field and have impact in other ways.
And he's fit now, too, in these days.
He's outstanding.
Unlike last year.
Yep. Gee whiz, that answer surprised me, Dame. I thought they'd both go.
Would
Toby
you take
Green. I didn't have to answer it myself. I probably would take Toby Green. Yeah. That was the highest rated game of the season of any player on the weekend. Toby Green, 7 goals.
Which just goes to show how good of a defender
also,
I was, Joey.
But also, it was not a defensive game.
No, that's right. That's okay. But that's what shows what forwards can do when you move the ball through the corridor and go quickly.
Yeah. No, I agree. I love the game.
Next question. Does the loser of the Sydney St Kilda game, does the loser still play finals?
If it's St Kilda, no. If it's Sydney, yes.
You've got your sheet there, Duck.
I think, I know where they sit.
Yep.
No, I think if they both lose, they're still capable of playing
will
finals.
They? Will they? We know it's possible. We're going to go with, will the loser still play finals?
I think both those teams will still play finals.
Good one.
Sydney could lose 3 on the trot. I know it's hypothetical again, but St Kilda, Carlton, Fremantle.
Sydney have been getting up for the big games.
Mm.
Yeah, and so have St Kilda.
We touched on this game earlier, but does the winner of Melbourne v Brisbane at the MCG solidify who is the premiership favourite?
Yeah, that's fair enough, I think.
I'm going with no. I think Melbourne is still the clear favourite.
Even if they get beaten?
I'm still happy to be chips in on Melbourne.
No, I think fair enough, especially at the MCG. Brisbane haven't won there. I know because of COVID they haven't played there for a long time, but I think if they got up, that'd be a big psychological advantage for Brisbane. So therefore, it'd be huge for them.
Very good. Hey, excluding Dusty, Richmond are on the charge and we know they're making a tilt at one more premiership. Who is their most valuable player? Who can they least afford to lose, other than Dusty, for them to go all the way in this year and win a premiership?
I'm going to say Tom Lynch. Shea Bolton was the first one that came into my head as he's a bit of a wild card. But I think Tom Lynch and the form that he's been in, kicking serious goals, came back, would he kick a 7 against West Coast, 6 against the Pies, had 25 disposals. He's the one. With Jack Riewoldt playing a role, but not so much the main man up there anymore, I think Tom Lynch is the one that they can't go and lose because he's the one that straightens them up, and if he's not kicking them, he's providing that contest.
I'll go left field, and it might surprise you, but I think it's Grimes. So I think if Grimes, he has saved as many games as Dusty Martin has won for Richmond.
Yep.
He's a freak.
Yep.
He won them their last game in that last 5-10 minutes. He just does things that other defenders don't do. He can play one-on-one and he gets across and he supports. So
it's a good point. He played on Charlie Curnow, who's a tall, the best, hottest key forward in the comp, but he also plays on the small forwards and can shut them down as well. Have you got a view on Richmond?
If Duck hadn't said Grimes, I was going to throw that into the conversation, but that's what we said.
You know who I love? Just a side
I'd
note.
Say Dion Prestia or Nick Vlosten
really?
For me. Yeah.
Liam Baker is an absolute gun.
Oh, isn't he?
Half back, half forward, whatever you need, patches holes. He is a dead set jet.
Yeah, I agree with that. They've got some unbelievably small, really good players, haven't they?
Absolutely they do. Hey, last one too. If you could go away for the weekend to watch your footy team play this weekend, would you rather go to Hobart and watch the footy and spend a weekend down in Hobart, beautiful Hobart, or Adelaide? To go watch the footy. Because there's a lot of talk about whether people would fly down to Hobart to watch the footy for a weekend.
They're both places that have great produce.
Yep.
You know, they've both got beautiful wineries and all, you know, food, their food and is magnificent. But for me, it's Adelaide, only because, well, one, I grew up a little bit there and played for the, but just it's just that small walk across to the, you can be in the city and you just walk across one little bridge and you're at the Adelaide Oval, which is magnificent. That's the advantage it's got over every other city.
What about if Hobart built this beautiful new stadium down on down near the water?
Oh, well,
near
if,
the restaurants.
If my auntie had whiskers, she'd be my uncle.
Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah. I'm going to say Hobart. I like Tassie. Yeah. As Duck said, I think it's still a little bit of – people haven't explored it to its full potential as much. There's the markets down there. There are the great wineries. It's evolving. It's coming of age. It's no longer just that sleepy little seaside town anymore. So I'm a big fan of Tassie.
Damo?
Yeah, I go to Tassie, but yeah. but I'm not one, unlike a lot of Melburnians, I like Adelaide too, but I'm answering Tassie in that question.
Very good. Hey, let's get stuck into the weekend's footy after this, because as we said, biggest round of the season, biggest round probably for a decade in regards to a home and away season. We'll touch on that next. This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub.
This is the Midweek Rub.
You watch me today. This will be one of my best performances.
Triple M rocks footy.
This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub, and we're going to take a look at all the action for round 15. But as always, we like to quickly go back and look at last week.
Not always, Joey. We're not always
looking
back.
We do, because we're just looking at Richmond-Carlton. I was the only one that tipped Richmond in that game. So thought that was interesting. We all tipped the Western Bulldogs, which we got correct. And then St Kilda v Essendon. I was a nervous St Kilda supporter.
You were?
I had a
you
bit were. Of, I had some reason. We all presume St Kilda should beat Essendon. No one thinks Essendon can turn the corner just yet.
Which, no. How many corners?
How many how many times do you...
Well, my feel is eventually they're going to win one. That's the only thing. So I'm just
not the way
I'm just hoping
playing.
It's not this Friday night. It was a gut feel that was expressed in hindsight by a lot of St Kilda people. They were slightly nervous and it was proven to be correct.
What happened there? Because we had Stewie Lowe on pre-match on the Friday huddle and he said the same thing.
Yeah.
He almost declared it.
I spoke to a lot of people that...
Why? What
I
happened?
Think it's just the St Kilda in us. You get that just... Occasionally you just drop games that you shouldn't and you put your...
There was no other reason for it than that.
We just make life hard for St Kilda supporters. That's what we've always done and we did it again and now we've left the Saints... Not we, but the team have left the Saints in a precarious situation.
You're
this
distancing
week.
Yourself from St Kilda.
Well, I didn't play on the weekend, but certainly a St Kilda person and felt that loss. But let's have a look at this weekend because, as we said, there are some huge games. We'll have to start with the blockbuster 1v2 Thursday night, MCG, Melbourne v Brisbane. Just quickly give us all your takes. I know you're very bullish on the D's.
Yeah, Melbourne, if I'm Melbourne, this is a game where we go, right, we've been questioned, we've been challenged, we bug it up internally, we need to steady the ship. This is a game where we come out and we show everyone why we are still the best side. You take it personally, you come out, you give it everything you've absolutely got. Not saying that they haven't, but you make a real point of it this week.
I love Brisbane in this game. Just love Brisbane to make the statement that I think they need to make at the venue, at this venue too.
Yeah, I think Melbourne. It wouldn't surprise. I mean, Brisbane are we're going to find out how good Brisbane are and whether they can really challenge on the MCG because that's where the grand final is going to be this year. But I think Melbourne.
Yeah, I think one with Damo. I think this is the one that Brisbane are setting themselves for a massive statement game. This is the one where they will announce to the footy world that maybe they are the ones that are primed and ready. I agree. Melbourne will find their form. I still think maybe it might take another week or two without Gorn and just their forward line structure, how that looks.
So to lose four or five in a row, you're saying?
I think they could lose four in a row. I think that Brisbane can win and Melbourne will lose four in a row and then there'll be a different conversation about Melbourne, but we still believe that they'll get going again late in this season. Absolutely. They're too good not to. The Western Bulldogs, Hawthorn. Does anyone think the Hawks can upset the Western Bulldogs?
Yep, I do.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be tipping Hawthorn in this one. Western Bulldogs are still not a buy from me. I'm still not sold on them. The whole year I've been doubting them. They've been up and down. They've been inconsistent. The win on the weekend was a shootout. You don't want to be playing your football like that. Hawthorn, yes, they were poor before the buy, but I think that was their younger kids just falling off like the inconsistence we expected. Fresh off a buy, I think they come out and cause an upset.
Some big outs for the Bulldogs, but I just think they've got too much talent around the footy. So I'm going to stick with the Bulldogs.
I'm the same with Duck on this one. I'd like to be brave enough to tip Hawthorn, but I'm not going
to. I'm with you boys. Daisy, we're disagreeing. I think Bulldogs will wipe them off the park at Marvel Stadium Friday night. I'm really liking the way the Bulldogs are coming home the back end of the season. Let's go Carlton Fremantle. That's a big game Saturday afternoon at Marvel Stadium. We know the Blues are decimated in defence. Fremantle had a win against the Hawks. It was quite unconvincing.
And it's possible in that space, Tabana could be back too.
Yep.
It's not that's yet to be confirmed, but he's thereabouts again, which will create even more problems for that decimated backline.
Only going with Freo because of the injuries that Carlton have got. If they had their defenders, if they had a full list to pick from, I'd be going for the Blues, but They haven't.
I'm going to go with the Blues. I think Kerno and Mackay, if the Blues played the conditions horribly on Thursday night. They 16 points down at quarter time. That was almost the margin in the end. I think it was 15 points. They tried to play dry weather football. They get it at Marvel. I think they'll be too powerful. They'll kick too big of a score. I'm not saying they won't concede a big score. I think they'll be able to kick a big enough one.
Blues for me too, Joey.
This is a tough game.
Underestimated the big defenders for Fremantle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think they can do a job.
I think
on
we still underestimate Fremantle in general just because they're in Fremantle.
Yep. Well, I'm picking Freo.
I think they match up pretty well. Alex Pearce will match up well and Harry Mackay.
Who are you going
I think
with?
Fremantle just, yeah, they'll defend well enough to hold off Carlton, but that's a close game. That's a hard one to pick. As is, I think, this one, Geelong v. Richmond. Boy, oh boy. Who have you got more faith in? Who do you think more of a chance, the tip in this game, but also going forward, Duck? Who have you got more faith in is capable of winning a premiership this season out of those two teams?
Oh, Richmond are coming, and the Cats just keep doing what the Cats do. I'm leaning towards the Cats. Yep.
Yeah, tough one.
I'm loving this storyline. These are two clubs that weren't meant to figure at the very pointy end, Joey. They're meant to be thereabouts, but not premiership credentialed, and they are that, I reckon. And we're going to get to see it on the weekend, aren't we? And I got Geelong just marginally in front of the Tigers for this game, and as such, Cats.
Played twice last year. Cats won twice by an average margin of 50 points. So there's just a little tidbit there. They obviously like the matchup. I'll be tipping the Cats.
Gee whiz, this is tough for me. I'm not convinced. I think I'm going to go Richmond because it's at the MCG. But I've got no confidence. I like both these teams. I think they're both coming with a rush this season. What about the two teams that aren't coming with a rush at the moment? They've just slid a little bit. Sydney v St Kilda Saturday night at the SCG. Should the Swans bounce back, Duck?
I've gone with Sydney to bounce back.
Yeah, Damo will be all over this. They're heavy favourites in the bookies markets there, Damo. You're across that? Yeah. Sydney will be winning this game, I think.
Our resident,
is it on all markets?
Our resident gambling ambassador. What are we going with here, Damo?
Yeah, the bookmakers are right on this one, and Sydney Swans.
I think we're all in agreement. And this one, I'm just concerned with the St Kilda profile at the moment. They're not playing terrific footy, so I think the Swans will get the job done. What about North Melbourne, Adelaide, down in Hobart? Surely no one sees North Melbourne winning, can they?
We could probably skip over that.
Except someone wants to make a statement, I think.
Daisy Thomas is the Oracle.
Oh, no. Here we go. What do you got?
North Melbourne will win this game.
Say it again, please.
North Melbourne will beat Adelaide down in Hobart.
Love it, Daisy.
I do like
it.
I do like it, but it would have been nice if it was one of the teams that were playing finals. Maybe if you could have.
That's a good one. Oh,
you're not going to tip this.
They are a
come
chance.
Come with me.
They're a chance.
You're great at the footy club. Come with me. Put some faith back in them.
Get behind
me.
No, they.
Can they win?
No, I don't think they can. I think Adelaide will win. The interesting one for me.
It's the
one
Kerry Cousins.
So you liked your time in Adelaide better.
Collingwood GWS.
Feel more aligned to Adelaide. What?
Collingwood GWS is a big one because we know how GWS are playing.
Skipped over that one quick.
Taking the game. I'm prepared to say that if DeGoey doesn't play,
yes,
which it looks like he's not going to play, then I think GWS can cause an upset.
Wow.
They're playing with a freedom.
Righto. I'm going to tip Collingwood.
Pies for me.
Mainly because if I don't, the Pies fans will keep coming for me. So I've got Collingwood winning this one. I think they'll be too good.
Even without DeGoey?
Yes. I think they play.
If DeGoey plays, I'm tipping Collingwood. If he doesn't play, I'm tipping GWS.
He's going to be the difference between winning and losing.
Well, he's a pretty big
player. Who wins?
He's not playing, Duck.
He's not
out.
Playing. Okay, he's not GWS. Playing.
Okay, I'll go Collingwood. Collingwood will win this.
That was an exclusive too.
I think I tipped Collingwood in the age, but I'm tipping GWS here.
You haven't already done your age tips.
I've done the age tips.
Oh, it's too early for you.
Then a little whisper, a little birdie.
He's put asterisk if Jordan DeGoey doesn't play.
A little birdie told me that he doesn't think DeGoey's going to play. He's going to be suspended. So if that's the case, I'm going to go with GWS.
Right. Suspended.
Hey, last one quickly because Daisy has to get the golf. Port Adelaide, Gold Coast, the loser. We can rule out of playing finals. Which team are we ruling out of finals? Who's going to lose this one?
Port Adelaide still. They're not going to play finals. But
only two games out, Duck, and they win this week. They could only be one game out.
I think I might have tipped Port. Because it's
seriously,
at home.
Go wrap it up, Rick.
Yeah, come on.
Gold Coast Suns. Come on, Stewie Jew.
Damo's cheering for Gold Coast to lose.
I am tipping Port Adelaide, by the way. But yeah.
I think Port Adelaide should win. They're playing pretty good footy, the power. So the Port should win. Travis Boak back in the side. Hey, this has been Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub exclusive on the Listener app. Don't forget, you can listen to every game across round 15 live on Triple M and the Listener app starting with Thursday night. How good is this going to be? Melbourne v Brisbane with BT, Darce, Duck and Daisy. Looking forward to that one. Thanks for listening. We'll do it all again next week. This has been Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M.
Triple M rocks footy.